Good morning.
It's your turn. Yeah.
大家早上好。
All right, and if you don't mind, whoever is running things, if you will put it to the speaker rather than the text, because I'm going to move to several texts today.
麻烦阿伦，就是把麦牧师的画面切出来。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们用祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for the opportunity to worship you.
主啊，我们为着这样敬拜你的机会向你献上感恩。
Even in a time when we are separated, we can join together in worship.
即使在这样我们保持社交距离的情况下，我们也可以一起来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Even when we cannot be in one building, we can be one body.
即使我们没有办法在同一个建筑物里面，我们仍然是一个肢体。
And so I thank you for the privilege to worship you today.
所以我们为着今天能够敬拜你这样的权益来向你献上感恩。
Help us to be open to your word.
主要让我们的心向你的话语敞开。
And to hear your spirit speak.
让我们听到你的灵来说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
I like to-do list.
我很喜欢这个计划列表。
I have a yearly to-do list that I prepare every year in January.
我每年一月份的时候都会把今年的这个待办事项来列出来。
The last day of every month, I review that and make a to-do list for the next month.
然后每个月月末的时候我就看一下这个月所做的，然后为下一个月做新的计划。
Every Sunday night, late, I go through and review and then make a weekly list.
然后每个星期天的晚上我也会回顾过去一周，然后为新的一周做计划。
And every night I make a list for the next day.
甚至每天晚上我都会为下一天来做计划。
I like to-do list.
我很喜欢这样子的计划列表。
And so, 2020 has been kind of uncomfortable.
所以2020年来说对我来说有点让我不舒服。
I suspect that some of you like to-do list.
我觉得可能你们当中有些人也喜欢有计划。
And if you prepared a to-do list for 2020, you probably did not have on it a stay-in-place order.
如果你有自己的2020年度计划的话，我想你的计划里可能没有这种居家隔离这一项。
You did not plan a quarantine.
你没有计划有这样子的隔离。
And so this year has felt completely messed up.
所以今年对我来说感觉就是完全不在计划内。
And several times over the last few months, I have asked myself, how can I make sure that I don't waste this time?
在过去的几个月之内，我经常问自己说，我怎么样才能不浪费这段时光？
What does God want to accomplish in me during this time?
神想让我在这期间完成什么?
And how can I make sure to do that?
我如何确保自己能做到?
On a bigger scale.
在更大的范围内。
We often go through times of isolation and upheaval.
我们时常会经历孤立或者动荡的时期。
Losing a job.
比如丢工作。
Illness.
生病。
The death of someone we love.
亲人去世。
A broken marriage.
婚姻破碎。
All of these are times where we feel like we are wandering in a desert.
这些事情都让我们觉得我们好像在旷野中游荡。
We are isolated.
我们被孤立。
And the Bible gives us several pictures of these times in the desert or in the wilderness.
在圣经中有几处描写这种旷野或者在荒漠中的经历。
And I've been looking at these for the last several months.
在过去的几个月中我一直在看这些经历。
And realized that God has some very special things that he accomplishes in the wilderness.
然后我意识到神在旷野中其实是会成就一些很奇妙的事情。
You see, we have a choice when we're in the wilderness.
你看到了吗？当我们在旷野中的时候，我们其实是有选择的。
We can grumble.
我们可以发怨言。
Lots of people choose that.
很多人也选择去发怨言。
Day after day grumbling, why is this trouble coming?
一天天的就在抱怨，为什么会有这样子的难处？
We can grumble or we can grow.
我们可以抱怨，或者我们也可以选择成长。
We can leave the wilderness worse than we were, or we can leave the wilderness better.
当我们离开旷野的时候，我们可以变得更糟，当然也可以变得更好。
And so this morning I want to look at three scenes in the wilderness.
所以今天早上我们想来看在旷野中的三种场景。
To help us see what we can learn in the wilderness.
然后帮助我们学到我们在旷野中能学习什么。
The first one is in Exodus chapter 2.
第一个是在出埃及记第二章。
It shows us that in the wilderness, God prepared Moses for a mission.
这段经文告诉我们在旷野中上帝为着他的使命来预备摩西。
Exodus 2, starting at verse 23.
在出埃及记第二章从23节开始。
Can you read through verse 25?
从23节到25节，过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就哀求叹息，他们的哀声达于神，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约，神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
Israel is crying out to God for help.
以色列人哀求神的帮助。
And it says that God heard their groaning.
经上说神听到他们的哀声。
He remembered the promises he had made to Abraham.
就纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
He saw their pain.
他看到他们的苦情。
And he began to prepare a man to deliver them.
于是神开始预备一个人来解救他们。
But here's the thing, it takes time to prepare someone for a mission.
但是要预备一个人完成他的使命是需要花时间的。
And so in chapter 3, it tells us that Moses is keeping a flock of sheep.
然后在出埃及记第三章就说到摩西在牧羊。
And we have the story of how God called Moses to this mission.
然后我们也看到经上记载神如何的呼召摩西出来完成这项使命。
The mission to deliver his people and take them out of Egypt.
这个使命就是去解救神的子民将他们带出埃及。
Now think about Moses for a minute.
让我们来花点时间想想摩西这个人。
He's grown up in Pharaoh's palace.
他长在法老的宫殿里。
He has a great education.
他得到了很好的教育。
He's met all of the top leaders of his world.
他也见到认识在他的世界里那些最顶层的人。
He knows how government works.
他也知道政府是如何运转的。
He is 40 years old and he is ready to make a great vice president.
他40岁那年他已经准备好可以做一个很棒很出色的副总统了。
But God has a much bigger mission for him.
但是神为他所预备的使命比这要大得多。
A bigger mission than vice president.
是一个比做副总统还要大的使命。
And so God must take him into the wilderness.
所以神一定要将他带入旷野中。
Now, if you are 40 years old,
现在想一下，如果你40岁，
and you are ready to be a leader,
你已经做好准备去做一个领袖。
Going out into the desert and taking care of sheep is a miserable thing to do.
那这个时候去到旷野里去牧羊，对你来说简直是一个太糟糕的事情了。
That's not exciting.
应该要更让人兴奋才对啊。
But it was necessary to get Moses ready for his mission.
但是让摩西预备好完成自己的使命也是很重要的。
You see, Moses needed to learn patience if he was going to fulfill God's mission.
你看到吗？如果要完成神对他的旨意，摩西首先要学会忍耐。
This was a man who had killed an Egyptian when he got angry.
摩西可是一冲动就杀了一个埃及人呀。
He needed to learn patience.
他需要学习忍耐。
He needed to learn trust.
摩西也要学习信靠。
In 40 years, I think he had learned to take care of himself.
在过去的40年，我想他已经学会了如何照顾自己。
But he is going to have to learn not to depend on himself, but to trust God for God's directions.
他现在要学习的不是如何来依靠自己，而是如何信靠学依靠神的带领。
And above all, he needs to get to know God one-on-one.
最重要的是摩西需要一对一的来认识神。
So he's out in the desert, and God calls to him out of the burning bush.
所以在旷野中，神从荆棘里呼叫他。
Moses, Moses.
说摩西啊，摩西。
And he said, here I am.
他说我在这里。
And God began to prepare him for the mission.
神于是开始为着他的使命来预备摩西。
I could go to the New Testament and show you the same thing in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我可以看到在新约的使徒行传中使徒保罗也经历了类似的事情。
If you read the book of Acts, it is easy to miss this.
如果你读《使徒行传》的话，你可能很容易就错过这个。
Because Acts is focused on Paul's activity.
因为《使徒行传》主要讲述的是保罗的这些活动，他的行为。
But if you go through and you read all of the New Testament,
但如果你通读这个新约的话
，and you figure out the dates that we know,
然后你去计算一下时间
，here's what you will find.
你就会发现
here is, well, first, here is how I always thought.
我至少我是总是这样认为的。
Paul is on the Damascus Road.
说保罗在去大马士革的路上。
God speaks to him.
神对他说话。
He's converted.
他信了主。
And he begins to preach.
然后他就开始宣教。
But that's not really what happened.
但事实却并不是这样的。
He's on the Damascus Road.
他在去大马士革的路上。
God speaks to him.
神对他说话。
He's converted.
他信了主。
He goes into the Arabian Desert for 3 years.
之后他进入了亚拉伯的旷野，在中间待了3年的时间。
But then there is a gap of 8 years between that point and when he began to preach.
但是从那个时候开始，直到他开始他的宣教服事，中间又有一个8年的时间。
More than 10 years of waiting.
所以他信主之后有超过10年的时间在等待。
And I try to imagine Paul's thinking during that time.
我试着在想象保罗在那段时间是怎么想的。
Because if I like to-do list, Paul loved to-do list.
因为如果我是一个爱做计划的人，那保罗简直太爱做计划了。
We know this because every time he writes a letter, he says, "This is what I'm planning to do."
我知道他是这样的人，因为我们每次读保罗书信的时候，都会看到他说我将要做什么做什么。
Paul was a workaholic before anyone knew what a workaholic is.
保罗是一个超乎你们想象的一个工作狂。
He's been at the center of life in Jerusalem.
他曾经在这个耶路撒冷这个生活的中心。
He has worked hard to oppose Jesus.
他很努力，很用功的去反对主耶稣。
And now he wants to work just as hard to preach the gospel of Jesus.
他现在也想要像当时那么热心的去宣扬主耶稣的福音。
And instead, God takes him into the wilderness.
但相反的，神带他进入旷野。
And I can imagine Paul saying, God, why am I here?
我能想象保罗在说，神啊，我为什么在这里？
There is work to do.
有那么多事情要做呢。
But God was preparing Paul for a mission.
但是神在预备保罗完成一个使命。
10 years in the wilderness for Paul.
保罗在旷野的十年。
40 years in the wilderness for Moses.
摩西在旷野的40年。
For those of us in 2020, we've had 6 months in the wilderness.
对于在2020年的我们来说，我们好像在旷野已经待了6个月。
God doesn't get in a hurry.
神一点都没有着急。
When he is preparing you for a mission, he takes his time.
当神为着他的使命来预备你的时候，他是很有耐心的。
And this morning, I want to encourage you to be patient as God works in your life to prepare you for his mission.
所以今天早上，我想要鼓励大家，当神预备你完成他在你生命中的旨意的时候，要保持耐心。
You see, I have an idea that God is preparing the church for a new mission.
你知道我有一个想法，就是神一直在预备教会来进行一个新的使命。
You see, it's very easy for us to kind of settle into our own little walls and be comfortable.
你知道吗？我们很容易就待在自己的这个小小的世界里，然后觉得很开心，很满足。
We have a nice church at Palm Beach.
我们在棕榈滩有一座很美丽的教堂。
It's comfortable.
我们在这里待着也很舒服。
We know everybody.
我们知道认识周围的人。
It's nice to meet there.
在那个教堂里聚会是很开心的事情。
And suddenly, we can't.
但是突然我们就没有办法再在那里聚会了。
Suddenly, we are scattered.
突然我们就被分散在四周。
And I think...that God may use that to prepare us for a new mission.
我认为神想要用这样子的经历预备我们去进行一个新的使命。
For about 10 or 12 years, I worked as the music director at a church that had a sign.
我之前有大概十多年的时间在一个教会做这个音乐指导，那个教会有这样的一个标牌。
When you walked into the church, the sign said, enter to worship.
当你进入教会的时候，你看到那个牌子上写的是进来敬拜。
When you walked out of the church, the sign said, leave to serve.
然后当你离开教会的时候，你看到的是牌子的翻面，翻面写的是出去服事。
I like that.
我很喜欢那个牌子。
But this year I've learned something different.
但今年我学到了一些不同的功课。
Because we can't enter to worship.
因为我们没有办法进去敬拜。
We don't leave to serve.
我们也没有办法出去服事。
Instead, we worship apart and we serve apart.
相反的，我们被迫要分开敬拜，分开服事。
In some ways, that's good.
但某种程度来说，这是好的。
Because we are learning that worship and service go together.
因为我们通过这个来学会敬拜和服事是一体的。
We worship through serving.
我们通过服事来敬拜。
We serve as an act of worship.
我们服事也是敬拜的一种形式。
I've seen this around our world.
我在我们周围的世界看到这样子的事情。
Last summer, I taught in China, I'm sorry, in India, a group of students.
我去年夏天的时候有去过印度教一些学生。
And I was scheduled to go back and teach these pastors again this summer.
然后今年夏天我本来是要回去再去给这些牧师们上课的。
Instead, their school is shut down.
但是他们这个学校已经关闭了。
But they sent me pictures of their students out distributing medical supplies.
但他们给我发来图片，让我看到他们的这些学生在分发这个医疗设备。
There has been flooding in their area of India.
在他们的那个地方，印度那个地方，现在有洪水。
And these pastor students have been going out rescuing those who are stranded.
然后这些神学院这些学生，这些牧师们就去帮助那些被困的人。
As a school, they are in the wilderness.
在学校的时候，他们那个地方其实现在也是一个旷野。
But they are learning new ways to serve.
但他们在旷野中学习新的服事的方式。
In our church at Palm Beach.
在我们棕榈滩华人教会。
We've learned new ways to worship through Zoom.
我们学到通过这个网上这种新的聚会的方式。
I have been so impressed to see how our members have cared for one another.
我也很开心地看到我们的会员是如何的关心彼此。
Distributing masks.
他们分发口罩。
Calling shut-ins on the phone.
给那些隔离的人打电话。
Meeting for prayer early on Sundays.
周日早上来参加线上的祷告会。
Showing God's love.
这都是展现神的爱。
I want to challenge us as a church and as individuals.
所以作为教会也作为每一个会员我想要来挑战大家。
God, use this time to prepare us for your mission.
神啊求你来使用这段时间为着你的使命来预备我们。
Because we don't want to waste our time in the wilderness.
因为我们不想浪费我们在旷野的时间。
But let me move to another picture in the wilderness.
让我们再来看下一幅旷野中的图景。
This comes from the prophet Hosea.
这个是在先知何西阿的这个记载中。
Now, we usually remember that in the wilderness, Israel disobeyed and they did not trust God.
我们通常想到的都是以色列人在旷野中他们不信靠神然后他们没有倚靠神。
But Hosea shows us that that is only part of the picture.
但是何西阿书提醒我们说那只是这个故事的一部分。
God had a purpose for Israel in the wilderness.
神在以色列人在旷野的时候对他们是有一个特殊旨意的。
And it was not to punish her.
不是为了去惩罚他。
But God's purpose in the wilderness was to renew Israel's love for God.
而神的旨意是要在旷野中更新以色列对他的爱。
Listen to God speaking through the prophet Hosea.
听听神是借着先知何西阿怎么说的。
Verse 14, Hosea 2, verse 14, I will allure her, I will bring her into the wilderness.
在何西阿书第二章十四节说，我必劝导她，领她到旷野。
And will speak tenderly to her.
对她说安慰的话。
The end of verse 15, and there she will answer, as in the days of her youth.
然后十五节后面说，他必在那里应声，与幼年的日子一样。
And as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt,
与从埃及地上来的时候相同。
God says, "I remember when Israel was in the wilderness."
神说，我记得以色列在旷野的时候。
She trusted me to lead her.
她相信我，相信我的带领。
And now I will take her back into the wilderness.
现在我要把她带回旷野中。
I will speak tenderly to her.
对她说安慰的话。
I will win her heart.
我要赢得她的心。
She will call me again, my husband.
她要再次的称我为她的丈夫。
You see, in God's purpose in the wilderness was not just to take Israel from Egypt to Canaan.
你看到吗？神在旷野中的目的并不只是把以色列人从埃及带到迦南。
He had a much greater purpose.
他有一个更大的目的。
To show his love to Israel.
那就是向以色列展示他的爱。
To win her heart.
赢得他的心。
Because in Egypt, Israel was busy.
因为在埃及的时候，以色列民太忙碌了。
Lots to do.
有太多事情要做。
God wanted to take Israel away where he could spend time with his people.
所以神想把以色列人带出来带到一个他可以和他们花时间在一起的地方。
You see, Israel had spent 400 years in Egypt.
你知道以色列人在埃及住了400年。
They had been surrounded by Egypt's gods and they did not know very much about Jehovah.
他们周围都是埃及的神他们对耶和华所知甚少。
And in the desert, God would reveal his glory to his people.
而在旷野中，神要向他的子民彰显自己的荣耀。
He would draw them to himself.
他要亲自的将他们吸引。
I am not a counselor.
我不是这个辅导师，劝慰者。
But sometimes someone has said to me, my wife and I feel like we are just going two different directions.
但是有时候有人会跟我说说我觉得我跟我太太好像要这个分道扬镳了。
What can we do?
我们能怎么办呢?
And sometimes I have said, take a vacation.
有时候我就对他说去度假吧。
Leave your cell phone.
把你的手机放下。
Leave your computer.
把你的电脑也放在一边。
Go away together and spend time to know each other.
就是离开你们这个现在的环境，花时间两个人在一起，去重新的认识彼此。
Because you see, we get very busy.
因为你看到吗？我们通常都很忙碌。
We take each other for granted.
好像也就不在乎对方所做的。
And sometimes we need a time alone in the wilderness.
有些时候我们需要在旷野中有这种独处的时光。
To get to know each other.
在这时光中我们能够更好地了解彼此。
In the New Testament.
在新约当中。
You had a church at Laodicea who said, I'm rich, I have everything.
在新约中有一个教会啊，老底家教会，他说我是富足，我一样都不缺。
You had a church at Ephesus that said,We don't really love God like we used to.
也有像以弗所的教会，他们离弃了起初的爱心。
In the wilderness, we can fall in love with God again.
而在旷野中，我们可以重新的与神相爱。
We learn in the wilderness that we must have God.
在旷野中，我们也学到我们一定要有神。
Because we cannot manage ourselves.
因为我们发现我们没有办法靠着自己来过。
Think back to January 1, 2020.
回想一下在2020年1月1号的时候。
If you're a businessman,
如果你是一个做生意的。
You had no plan on January 1 for how you would operate your business during a shutdown.
你可能压根都没有计划说如果有这样子的关门的期间你要如何继续自己的生意。
My daughter is a third grade teacher.
我的女儿是一个小学三年级的老师。
On January 1, she had no plan for how to teach third graders online.
在1月1号的时候，她压根没有计划说如何在网上来教这一群三年级的小学生。
None of our elders or deacons had a plan on January 1. This is how we would worship during a shutdown.
然后在1月1号的时候，我们教会的长老执事们也没有人有计划说教会关门期间我们要如何的敬拜。
At least I don't think they had a plan. If so, no one told me.
至少我觉得他们没有计划，如果他们有的话，他们也没告诉我。
I had no plan.
我自己是完全没有计划的。
We had no system for solving these problems.
我们没有一个能够解决这些办法的一个具体的系统。
But here is the great thing.
但是最重要的是
When you're in the wilderness,
当你在旷野中
When you have no resources yourself,
当你自己没有任何资源的时候
You have to say, God, I need you.
你必须要说神啊，我需要你。
God, I can't fix this myself.
神啊，我没有办法自己搞定这个。
And believe it or not, that's a good thing.
不管你是不是相信，这都是一件好事儿。
Because when we need God, we begin to fall in love with Him more and more.
因为当我们意识到我们需要神的时候，我们就越来越与神相爱。
As long as we can do everything ourselves.
但只要我们自己可以搞定一切的时候
This is what is.The temptation.
那试探就来了。
We make all of our plans.
我们做自己的计划。
We figure it all out ourselves.
我们靠着自己来得出结论。
And in the mornings, we spend 5 minutes to say, okay, God, let me read the Bible real quick.
然后早上的时候花五分钟时间，神啊，让我来很快的读一下圣经。
God, I have a really busy day today.
说神啊，我今天有好多事要做。
Please help me.
你来帮我啊。
And I'll see you tomorrow.
明天见。
Amen.
Amen.
But when we're in the wilderness,
但是当我们在旷野中的时候
we take time.
我们就花时间
to say God,
然后对神说
I'm in trouble.
说神啊，我真遇到麻烦了。
I have problems much bigger than me.
我这个问题要比我自己大得多。
And I don't know how to solve them.
我完全不知道要如何解决这些问题。
God, would you help me?
神啊，请你来帮助我。
I need you.
我需要你。
I want to be close to you.
我想要与你亲近。
And when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候,
the wilderness becomes a wonderful place to draw close to God.
那个旷野也变成了一个能够与神亲近的很美好的地方。
But let me remind you,
那当我让我来提醒你,
I said that we always have two choices in the wilderness.
那就是我们在旷野中的时候,我们永远有两个选项。
Israel made the wrong choice.
而以色列人选择了那个错误的选项。
God took her into the wilderness so she would draw close to him.
神将以色列人带到旷野,这样他就能与神更亲近。
But instead, Israel wasted her wilderness.
但是以色列人却浪费了自己这样旷野的经历。
She rebelled against God.
他们背逆神。
Today, I want to say to you, don't waste our wilderness.
今天我想要对你说，请不要浪费你的旷野。
Use this time to draw closer to God.
利用这段时间让你与神更亲近。
Use the challenges of life to draw you to love Him.
利用你生命中的这些挑战，让你更爱神。
For a minute, imagine a conversation 10 years from now in 2030.
花一点时间想象一下，在十年之后，二零三零年的时候，你可能会遇到这样子的对话。
You're talking to someone looking back across the past 10 years.
你在和人分享啊过去这十年的时间。
And someone says to you, "What was the highlight of that decade?"
然后有人就会问你说，过去这十年中你的这个高光时刻是什么呢？
I wonder if it would be possible to say something like this.
我很好奇你会不会这样回答。
I didn't think it at the time.
我那个时候没有觉得。
But the highlight of the decade was 2020.
但这十年中的这个高光时刻就是2020年。
I was locked down.
我当时处在这个隔离的时候。
I was in quarantine.
哦，我在这个居家隔离。
I couldn't go anywhere.
我哪儿都去不了。
And I had time that I spent in God's word.
然后我就花时间在神的话语上。
I learned from him things that I never knew before.
然后在那期间我也学到了我过去从来没有学到的。
I had time to pray more than ever before.
我有更多的时间来祷告。
I learned to love God in a brand new way.
我学会了用一种全新的方式来爱神。
And the rest of my life has been different because of those months in the wilderness. In the wilderness, God wants to renew our love.
在旷野中，神希望更新我们的爱。
But one more thing quickly.
但是还有一件事情。
Matthew chapter 4.
在马太福音第四章。
In the wilderness, God prepares us for testing.
那就是神在旷野中预备我们受试探。
Matthew 4 verse 1. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted.
马太福音第四章第一节说，耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
And after 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
And the tempter came.
那试探人的近前来。
This is one of the great tests that Jesus will face.
这是主耶稣当时面对的最大的一个试探之一。
Satan is going to tempt him to abandon God's call.
撒旦要试探他，让他弃绝神对他的呼召。
But he has spent 40 days fasting.
但是在那之前他花了40天的时间来禁食祷告。
Yes, physically he is very weak.
在身体上他很虚弱。
But spiritually he is very strong.
但他灵里非常刚强。
Because he has spent 40 days communing with his father.
因为他花了40天的时间与他的天父在交流。
God is getting him ready for the test.
神就在这四十天中预备他接受这个试探。
The rest of Jesus' ministry, he will remember that lesson.
那在耶稣接下来的这个服事当中，他就会永远记着这个功课。
Very often it will tell us that he goes away into the wilderness to spend time with his father.
圣经上经常就记载说主耶稣退到旷野中花时间与天父在一起。
He will take his disciples into the wilderness to get them ready.
他也会带着他的门徒进到旷野中去预备他们。
Because Jesus knows that after he goes away, they will face testing.
因为主耶稣知道当他离开之后门徒会面对试探。
They will face difficulties.
他们会面对困难。
I have been reading in my devotions the book of Acts.
然后我在自己灵修的时候就在读使徒行传。
Chapter after chapter of opposition from the leaders.
他们一章一章的都在讲这些使徒所面对的这些压迫。
They arrest them, they persecute them.
这些有权柄的人他们逮捕这些使徒他们压迫这些使徒。
But the apostles are bold and courageous.
但是这些使徒们却是充满勇气的。
Why?
为什么呢？
One reason I think is these days in the wilderness that Jesus prepared them for the testing.
我想其中一个原因就是主耶稣曾经花那么多的时间在旷野中预备他们来受试探。
Again, I move to today.
我们再来看今天。
I've told you that I'm very excited about new opportunities that I think we will have for ministry out of what has happened this year.
我给大家分享过对于今年这个特殊的时期所衍生出来的很多新的服事机会我是感到很兴奋的。
I think God is preparing us to reach people that we could not reach in our own walls.
我想神在预备我们去接触到我们在教堂的这个墙里面没有办法接触到的人。
So I'm excited.
所以我很兴奋。
But at the same time, I'm not an idiot.
但是同时我也不傻。
I can read the news.
我也读新闻。
And I can see...that there are days of testing ahead.
我也能够看到我们将要面对的这些受试探的日子。
Churches are being pressured in new ways.
教会在面对这种新的不同方式的压力。
Christians in many countries are being persecuted.
很多国家的基督徒都在受压迫。
And so there may be days coming when we will face pressures.
所以我们也会有这样面对压力的时候。
Maybe not persecution.
或许不是这个逼迫或者压迫。
Persecutions and pressures for Christians.
但是我们会面对试探，会面对压力。
The wilderness this year can be a time to prepare for those pressures.
那今年我们这样子的旷野之年就可以预备我们面对接下来的试探和挑战。
And so my message to you this morning is don't waste your wilderness.
所以今天我想要和大家分享的信息就是不要浪费你旷野的经历。
Make the wilderness a place of grace in your life.
让旷野变为你生命中的恩典之地。
A place that you open yourself up to God's working in your life.
成为一个你可以敞开自己让神在你的生命中动工的地方。
Yesterday morning, very early, I was awakened by a student sending me a message.
昨天早上很早的时候，一个学生很早发短信给我，让我醒过来。
Really, the middle of the night.
其实都不算早上，算半夜。
And he sent me a long message. He is a former student struggling in his life.
他是我过去的一个学生，他正在他这个生命中有很多的挣扎。
Trouble has come, and he is struggling.
然后他遇到了很大的麻烦，他就在挣扎当中。
And as we talked, I said to him,
我们聊的时候我就跟他说，
I remember back when you were my student,
我记得你还是我学生的时候，
that you and I prayed together,
我们曾一起祷告，
and you prayed,
然后你曾祷告说，
God, I will surrender myself to anything that you want in my life.
说主啊，我愿意降服在你所为我预备的任何事情当中。
God, I will accept your plan for my life.
神啊，我愿意接受你对我生命的计划。
And I said to my student,
然后我就对我的学生说，
Today is a time to remember that prayer.
说今天你要记得你过去这样的祷告。
Is it still true?
你祷告的还是这样吗？
Now that I see a difficulty in God's plan,
我们现在看到神的计划中遇到的这个困难，
Do I still today accept God's plan for my life?
即使有这样子的困难，我们今天是否还依旧接受神为我们所计划的人生？
Now, this morning, I'll be honest with you.
今天早上我想很坦诚地对大家说，
That's hard.
这很难。
Because that means disappointments.
因为这样子的接受意味着你可能会失望。
Illness.
或者是有疾病。
Job losses.
啊，或者是丢工作。
Family difficulties.
或者家庭中遇到困难。
It even means cancer.
甚至可能是有癌症。
But.In the wilderness,
但是在旷野中
gets us ready for what he has.
神已经预备我们准备好迎接接下来会来到的。
In the wilderness, he shapes us into the kind of person he wants us to be.
在旷野中他塑造我们成为他想让我们成为的样式。
In the wilderness, we can get to know him in a deeper way.
在旷野中我们能用一个更深的方式来认识神。
If you go back and read the book of Psalms, some of David's greatest psalms of praise come when he's in the wilderness.
如果你去读这个诗篇的话，你会看到很多大卫的伟大的诗篇是在旷野中写成的。
And so, this morning I want to say, don't waste this wilderness.
所以今天早上我想说，不要浪费这样旷野的经历。
Now, let me say, I had planned a different topic for today.
我今天其实本来准备讲另外一个题目的。
And about a week ago, I felt like I should change to this topic.
然后大概在一周前，我觉得我应该来讲这个题目。
And as I prayed about it, I really felt very uncomfortable about this topic.
但是在我祷告的时候，我就觉得讲今天这个题目很不舒服。
In fact, I said, Lord, this seems the wrong time for this topic.
我跟神说，神啊，好像现在这个时间讲这个题目不太合适啊。
I hope we're at the end of the shutdown, not the beginning.
我觉得我希望我们现在应该已经在这个接近疫情的接近尾声了。
I should have preached this 6 months ago.
这个信息应该六个月前讲才合适啊。
But through the week, more and more I felt this is the message for today.
但是在这周之内，我越来越觉得这个信息今天讲正合适。
And here is why.
为什么呢？
I think many of you are like me.
我想你们很多人都和我一样。
When this wilderness is over,
当我们离开这个旷野的时候，
and life goes back to normal,
我们回到我们正常的生活当中。
It will be easy to forget the lessons that God wants to teach us in the wilderness.
我们很容易就会忘记了神在旷野中所教导我们的功课。
I am a teaching pastor.
我是一个教导牧师。
And so this morning I want to emphasize the teaching part and give homework.
所以我今天想要强调教导这件事，也要给大家留作业。
Because teachers give homework.
因为老师都是会布置家庭作业的。
Pastors usually don't give homework at the end of their sermon.
而牧师通常在讲到最后是不会布置作业的。
So this morning, this is the teacher part of the teaching pastor.
所以今天早上我要做这个教师的角色。
Here's some homework.
那家庭作业是什么呢？
This afternoon, would you take a little bit of time?
就今天下午你能不能花一点时间？
To think of one or two or three lessons you have learned during these 6 months.
花时间来想一想，在这过去的六个月当中，你所学到的一个、两个，哪怕三个功课。
And write them down.
把它们写下来。
Write them down where you can keep them.
写在一个你能保留、保存的地方。
So that 6 months from now.
所以再过六个月之后。
You can pull it out and read it.
你可以把它拿出来再看一看。
And remember what God is teaching you.
然后重新的想起、回忆起神在教导你的功课。
Because you see, we live very busy lives.
因为你看到吗？我们活在很忙碌的生活当中。
I don't think I know anybody who is busier than the people at the Chinese church. You are busy.
我想我可能认识的这些中国教会的人都是最忙碌的人，你们太忙了。
And it is easy to grow spiritually cold in our busyness.
在我们忙碌的过程当中，我们很容易在属灵生命里就变得冰冷。
Our to-do list can replace our reliance on God.
我们的这个计划列表就会取代我们对神的依靠。
But all of a sudden, for the last few months, we have been forced to slow down.
但是在过去的几个月当中，我们被迫的要慢下来。
We have lived in a wilderness.
我们就像活在旷野当中一样。
And I hope that during this time, we've learned some lessons.
就我希望在这段时间里，我们也学到了一些功课。
I hope that during this time, we've spent some extra time with God.
我希望在这个时间里，我们有花更多的时间和神在一起。
That we have found His grace in our life.
我们看到他在我们生命中的恩典。
And so, I want to encourage you.
所以我想要鼓励大家。
Think about what you've learned.
想一想你所学到的功课。
And then in January or February.
然后在一月或者二月的时候。
When life is back to 110%.
当这个生活百分之百的回到原来的样子。
Pull out what you write down today.
然后你拿出来你今天所写的这些。
And say, God, this is what I learned in the wilderness.
然后说神啊，这是我在旷野中学到的。
Don't let me forget it.
不要让我忘了这功课。
Keep teaching me. What you want.
继续的来指教我。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, I thank you for the wilderness.
主啊，我们为着这旷野的经历来感谢你。
A wilderness is not easy.
在旷野中并不容易的。
A wilderness is a time when I can't rely on my own ideas and my own strength.
在旷野中，我没有办法依靠自己的想法、自己的能力。
A wilderness is a time of difficulty.
这旷野也是一个艰难的时刻。
Of illness, of challenges, of problems.
有疾病，有困难，有挑战。
But God, a wilderness is also a time when I can learn to draw closer to you.
主啊，这旷野也是一个我可以学习与你更亲近的时刻。
And so this morning I ask that you will help each of us to learn the lessons you have for us in the wilderness.
主啊，今天早上我求你来帮助我们学习，你要让我们在旷每个人在旷野中所学习的功课。
Help us to draw close to you.
帮助我们与你更亲近。
Help us to learn to rely on you in a new way.
帮助我们用全新的方式来信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.